Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is urging state lawmakers to take a more critical look at how private equity firms operate in the healthcare industry. This is what he had to say to the legislature during his budget address earlier this month.
They buy up hospitals and healthcare facilities, line their pockets by stripping money and resources from those facilities, and then they compromise care. Then in many cases, they skip town, leaving taxpayers holding the bag and communities without the care and services they need.
WHYY's Nicole Leonard looks into the impact of private equity investments in our region.
More Than Movement, an independent physical therapy and fitness practice in Northern Liberties, is a large open space filled with various exercise machines and padded therapy tables.
We have our tables down for our one-on-one therapy interventions and treatments, assessments.
That's practice owner and physical therapist Nicholas Perugini.
On the other end of the space, this is where we kind of open up things for our small group memberships.
He says this hybrid approach that combines physical therapy and fitness has been a successful business model. And business can be tough in the healthcare sector.
Right now in the healthcare traditional and specifically insurance-based game, there are a few variables, right? There's how many people you're seeing per hour, how many units you're billing per hour, and reimbursement rate. And so to make a business work, you have to see volume.
Perugini's practice doesn't take health insurance, so it's considered out of network for coverage. But it also means he doesn't have to deal with the billing issues or low reimbursement rates that other practices and owners struggle with. So much so that they might sell to a private equity firm, offering a lifeline of immediate cash and administrative support.
For a clinic operating with maybe slim margins in a tough spot, right, barely staying alive, obviously it seems like a great lifesaver to be able to take advantage of an opportunity that comes to them.
Physical therapy is just one area of healthcare that is seeing growing investment from private equity firms in the Philadelphia region. That's according to data from the Private Equity Stakeholder Project. It's a nonprofit watchdog organization that tracks and studies trends in private equity. And private equity in healthcare refers to a firm or company that raises money, aka capital, from investors. Then they use that money to buy out or gain a controlling stake in a hospital system, private practice, or physician group. The goal is to generate profits from the healthcare business and pay back the investors with interest over a short period of time, typically 5 to 7 years.
And in healthcare, private equity is able to make a profit by taking a lot of smaller companies and consolidating them into one large company.
Michael Fenney is a senior research and campaign coordinator at the watchdog organization.
Sometimes they'll change up the way that the company operates by either increasing prices for consumers and patients and or cutting costs on their end.
Fenney and his colleagues mapped about 900 healthcare locations in the greater Philly area that are backed by private equity. He says that might just be the tip of the iceberg.
Because private equity is not transparent and don't have to report their acquisitions, there is a lot we don't know.
Research and studies on outcomes for patients and healthcare workers is mixed. Some point to worse care and burnout among providers. Others show that investment can lead to the creation of more jobs and stabilize care in certain areas. Generally, this kind of investment and ownership model isn't inherently a bad idea, says Atul Gupta. He's an assistant professor at UPenn's Wharton School of Business. When done right, he says it can be a force for good.
If we can find a way to align their incentives with society's incentives, actually private equity is much more efficient and much more creative than other forms of organization.
The problem, Gupta says, is that incentives don't always align and the investments aren't always successful. In the worst cases, clinics have shut down, hospitals have closed or filed for bankruptcy. He says before deals are made, stakeholders should be able to check a buyer's history.
It's possible that they've been a bad actor in a different state, but that history should be taken into account before they're allowed to acquire a physician practice in your state.
Gupta says more transparency laws and reporting requirements on private equity acquisitions and operations may help prevent some of these outcomes. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.